grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ.
The inspired word of God, which forms the basis of our message today, comes to us from the gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter, just read. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. I'm sad. I like the blue shirt, the blue stoles, the blue paraments, all the blue. Maybe it's because my eyes are blue, I don't know. But I do like that. My favorite time of the year, and probably with many of you, your favorite time of the year. But it's also an exciting time. It's exciting because Advent means coming. We remember the coming of our Lord and Savior in the past. 6 days, and we're going to celebrate Christmas, the birthday of our Lord and Savior. We celebrate, we recognize, we remember our Lord coming to us today in the hearing of his word, proclaimed, read, and we look forward. The excitement, we look forward to his coming again, his parousia, in the eschaton, the end times, when he will come to judge the living and the dead and gather us all up and take us to be with him in heaven for all eternity. Thinking of all this, do you think God really cares about you? Do you think he cares about his children? We are his children, if you're baptized. If you are baptized, you are one of God's own children. So I ask again, do you think he cares about you? And we'll probably say, yeah, I'm healthy, got a great family, I have this, I have this, I have this. God is good, God is great, he cares about me. But what about when we're not so healthy? Or when the car breaks and you got to spend $300 for some little valve? Is God still great? Does he still care about us? Or even worse, when we're struck by that C word called cancer, or the crops all fail, or whatever it may be. But we, as Christians, can say that despite all in the world, God cares about us. He cares about his children. And today we have an historical account of how God cared for one of his children, Mary. Mary. And God's son within her. For you see, this young woman, somewhere between the age of 13 and 17, with child, traveled from Nazareth through Jerusalem to the hill country of Judea to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Now, she didn't hop a plane. She didn't drive her Mercedes. She didn't take the bus. She walked. She walked those 80 miles. She walked for probably 3 or 4 days to get there. And of course, people back then, as people should today, traveled in groups, strong groups, strength in number. And God watched over her, Mary, as she traveled that distance to be with her cousin down there in the hill country outside of Jerusalem. And of course, when she gets there, what does she find out? Well, Elizabeth is with child. In fact, she's been with child for about 6 months. She is carrying within her John the Baptizer, John the Baptist. Another miracle, because Elizabeth and Zechariah were well beyond their years for having a baby. So again, by the work of God, this came about. And Mary's journey began a whole bunch of journeys. A whole bunch of journeys for the child that she carried that would eventually end on that cross outside of Jerusalem. Well, why? Why did Mary go down there? Why did she go visit
Her cousin.
She wanted to go visit her cousin. We can look at it that way. But what we can also look at is, who did this bring together? It brought together John the Baptist, God's bulldozer. Remember? He's going to make way for who? His cousin, Jesus, the Messiah. These two are going to come together for the first time in that hill country. This is a great historical event, a great theological event. If you were ever to travel over there to Israel, they actually have what they think was their house. I'm sure it's been rebuilt. But there's a statue outside, and it has Mary and Elizabeth facing each other. And, of course, 6 months, she has quite a belly on her, and Mary's belly isn't too big. But there it is, and you can sit there, and you can comprehend and think about how great this meeting was of these two. So they come together, they're coming along, and Mary gets to the house, and I'm sure they had servants, because Zachariah and Elizabeth, they had a little bit of money, they had a nice home, they probably had some servants, especially since he was a temple priest. And Mary comes to the door or to the courtyard, and it's announced, and Mary says, "Elizabeth, I'm here," or whatever her greeting was. Maybe she said, "The Lord be with you," or whatever it is. And Elizabeth said, the baby in her womb did what? Leaped. Actually, if you look at the word, it says skipped. I think leap sounds better. You really can't skip in a womb. I don't know, maybe you can. Anyway, the child knew. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the child knew that his Lord was there. And the Holy Spirit came upon Elizabeth and announced to her, the Messiah is here within your cousin Mary. On a side note, John leaped or skipped. Tell that to those who favor abortion and want to kill babies in the womb. Well, God bless these women with their sons. Bless them as they come together. And what did Elizabeth say? How did she respond? Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And then Mary responds with a song that we now call the Magnificat. The Magnificat. And this is how the church responds ever since. Did we sing a hymn this morning? We did. That hymn was written in the 11th century, and we're still singing it today. O come, Emmanuel, God with us, come. Great Advent hymn. And we sing other hymns, and we sing our parts of the liturgy. This is what the church does. We sing. You had the children come up and sing this morning. Friday night, they're going to be singing again for the Christmas recital. And on Christmas Day, we will sing some great Christmas hymns. And the two Sundays of Christmas afterwards. This is what we do, following the example of the ancient church all the way until Christ comes again. We will sing, and we will get excited about singing. Don't you? Did you get excited about coming here today? Do you get excited when Jesus comes in your midst? I don't see one head nodding yes. I know, it was cold out this morning, right? Mom and Dad said, get out of bed, you got an acolyte today, didn't they? Yep, see? Hey, we got one honest person here today. Yeah, did you want to get up? There he is. Honesty. Yeah. I didn't either. I didn't want to get up at 3 o'clock this morning when the neighbors across the street were making all kinds of noise. But they woke me up, so I got up anyway. And it was cold. Yeah, don't like getting up in the winter, do we? Especially if it's a Sunday, we can just sleep in. But that really isn't excitement about the Lord, is it? Were you excited about coming to Bible study this morning?
little bit. Wanted to hear about Jesus' birth, how we're studying the cultural archaeology, the truth about Jesus' birth, and some of the non-truths. Do we get excited about that or not? Or just come because, yeah, we got to go to church. Yeah, we got to be at Bible study. Yeah, we got to come there today because Mom and Dad said we got to come today. And yeah, we better go because it's my parental responsibility to get all the kids there. And we could go on and on and on about that, right? What happens in 6 days? You rip all the presents open, aren't you? I am. Yeah, if I got any. Yeah. But what have you been thinking about? Have you been fretting about what you're going to get this child or that child? Have you been fretting what you're going to get your wife, if you're going to get your wife anything at all? Have you been fretting about what you're going to do for Christmas dinner? Are we having turkey? Are we having ham? Who's all coming over? We were given an invitation, but then somebody says, well, maybe you shouldn't come because it's right after church and you're going to show up dressed like a priest, and that might not go so well with some of our relatives. So we said, nah, it's a little far. We won't go there. All right? So we think about all these things, all these preparations for this holiday, and does it cause some anxiety? It does. It does. People go nuts. They go nuts in the stores. They go nuts on the road. They go nuts in the house, right? I got to get all these gifts wrapped. I got to do this. I got to do that. Now the kids get... We could go on and on and on, couldn't we? But our thoughts have been where? With all the busyness of preparing for Christmas. And come Christmas or whenever you open your gifts, 10 minutes and it's all over, right? You spend half the day cooking and in 15 minutes everybody's gobbled it up and they're plopped down in front of the TV set sleeping. Where is the joy, the anticipation, the looking forward to the coming of the Savior? That is what should bring us joy. Not the gifts, not all of this. All this is nice, it's great, it's wonderful. But the joy of celebrating his birthday and the joy of looking forward to when he comes again. Who was the first catechumen in the New Testament? Mary. The angel Gabriel catechized Mary, told her what was going to go on with her, that she was going to bear the Christ child. Then Jesus went on and talked about how it's so joyful to hear God's word and that we should be happy to be here today because he said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. This is why we should be happy. And we should use that in our lives. If you think of the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be thy name. What does that mean? That means we gladly hear, learn, read, mark, inwardly digest, and take God's word to heart and live holy lives according to it, like Mary did, like Elizabeth did, like all the saints who have gone before us did with great joy. So that all of these things could be fulfilled. Let's go back to Mary. Tell me some things about Mary. How about this? Who was inside of Mary? Jesus, the Son of God, the new Israel. So Mary could be looked at as the new Israel traveling to Judea. Where did God dwell in the old Israel? Did he dwell in the temple, in the Holy of Holies? Yes. Where is God dwelling now? In Mary. Mary at that time was the temple of God because she carried within her the Son of God. Think of another Old Testament example. What did the Hebrew people carry about the hillside throughout the hills of all Judea? Was it the Ark of the Covenant? Yes. We could liken Mary to the Ark of the Covenant because she carried within her the new covenant, the new creation. She carried within her incarnate God, God in the flesh, who comes to us today. The season of Advent is our journey to Bethlehem. This morning, you journeyed to Bethlehem. You journeyed here to Zion Lutheran Church to be catechized, to hear God's word, to sing praises to God. You came here to have your sins absolved, as you do each Sunday. You came here to be with Jesus and to receive his gifts in this place. As we wait for Christmas, these next 6 days, we are going to join with Elizabeth and all the saints who have gone before us, who sang that first hymn to the Mother of God, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise for the offertory.